Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to this April 15th edition of the ACT Brief. First up, new research published on ACT from Tufts CSDD and CREO identified protocol interpretation and source document preparation as an understudied bottleneck in study startup that may hold significant efficiency opportunities. Sites struggle with inconsistent documentation, misaligned procedures and timelines, and contradictory eligibility criteria. Yet, this process has received minimal attention despite potentially unlocking major improvements in activation speed. Up next, in part one of a new video interview, Mwango Kashaki, Senior Vice President and Global Head of Regulatory Strategy at ParXL, explained how the plausible mechanism framework from the FDA reshapes development timelines for individualized therapies. First-in-human studies can now serve as pivotal trials, giving sponsors earlier clarity on evidence needed for approval and dramatically compressing traditional development cycles. Over on our sister publication, PharmExec, in a new Q&A, Deepak Prakash, VP of Healthcare at Ideniv, discussed how RFID and Bluetooth-enabled tracking technologies create continuous visibility across fragmented trial workflows. Real-time monitoring of samples, supply chain conditions, and patient compliance reduces manual reconciliation, improves data integrity, and enables earlier intervention before problems compound across sites and logistics networks. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.